Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant and bluegrass performer Alison Krauss teamed up for the first time on their new CD, Raising Sand. The week it was released, it debuted at number 2 on the Billboard pop chart, just behind Britney Spears' new album. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the teaming of the hard rock shouter and the trilling fiddle player is neither as artistically odd or as commercially gimmicky as you might suspect.
Leaves were falling just like embers. In colors red and gold, they set us on fire. Burning just like a moonbeam in my eyes. Somebody said,
it took me a few weeks to get around to playing Raising Sand. The marketing concept of matching a subdued Robert Plant with an ethereal Alison Krauss, produced with the predictably tasteful eclecticism of T-Bone Burnett, well, the project smacked a tad too much of, you'll excuse the expression, bait for baby boomers. Of which demo, to be sure, I count myself a member. At any rate, my mistake. While Raising Sand is indeed assiduously mannerly, mostly low-key and pretty, it's also starkly beautiful, with an undercurrent of bleak humor that makes the crucial difference in a collection of harmony songs like this.
Everybody's been talking. They say our love wasn't real. That it would soon be over. That's not the way I feel.
That's Alison Krauss and Robert Plant doing a song that country singer-songwriter Mel Tillis wrote for the Everly Brothers in 1960. Krauss and Plant make the song sound like two lovers speaking from the grave, their ghostly voices entwining to pledge eternal devotion. The deeper you go into this album, the more interesting it becomes. For one thing, the duo actually does not engage in much romantic byplay. This isn't Sonny and Cher or even George and Tammy. The material they've chosen with producer Burnett is often first-person stuff, such as Gene Clark's 1969 country rock song, Through the Morning, Through the Night, about a fella who's telling his ex how empty she's left him. Empty enough to think about killing.
Believe me when I tell you, I will try to understand.
Robert Plant has modulated his trademark wail before, of course, both on Led Zeppelin albums and especially his solo work. And Krauss specializes in this sort of subtle anguish. Given T-Bone Burnett's knowledge of old-time country music, they probably listened a fair amount to the brother harmonies of not just the Everlys, but also the Stanley Brothers and the Osborne Brothers. Those acts shared an eerie fatalism found in songs on this album such as Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us. This was written by, not to confuse you, but just as a point of interest, Burnett's ex-wife, Sam Phillips.
Strange things are happening every day. I hear the music up above my head. Though the side of my heart has left me again, I hear
What makes Raising Sand cohere is not merely the beauty of Plant and Krause's voices, but its openness to the strangeness of the world, the way love rises up and vanishes, the way loneliness can fill a life with obsession, the way, to paraphrase one song title here, loss can be a lesson in how to endure.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Raising Sand, featuring Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.